said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm doing
all my vitamins, all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day, prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my cravings. I wait for them to pass. I watch the energy flow through me. My bare fruit in the grass. Energy is rising. The body feels so clear. I am working through my blockages. I am working through my fear. All my vitamins, all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day, prana running through me in each and every single way. We live in beliefs. As is our belief, so we are. I believe that I am powerful. I become powerful. I have full faith that I have no power. I become powerless. I believe that I can do it. I do it. And when I think I can't, I can't. Beliefs. Make us stay in the comfort zone. And whatever you believe, the same thing happens. So we are nothing but set of belief systems. Somebody says, I am too old, I can't do this. So that person is not able to do. Somebody says, I can't exercise, I have no time. So he won't exercise because he doesn't have time. Somebody says, I am too busy for all such things. So he will never be able to do those things. So it's all in the mind, the instinct. I need this particular thing for my body. A particular thing is needed in this much quantity and at this time. This is my belief. If this is not provided, I suffer. If it is provided but not at a particular time, I suffer. If it is provided at particular time but in less quantity, I suffer. So I have created a set of belief here. I need this something what is called food. And in this much quantity. And at this time, if this is crossed, if this belief is crossed, you will suffer. If any belief system which you have in your mind, if that belief system you break, you will suffer. A person believes that I am sick, so I cannot get up for Amritvela. So he has created a thought. Now, if he is made to wake up forcibly, he will suffer. I need you. If somebody takes me away from you, I will suffer. Because it is my belief that I need you. It is immaterial whether that belief is true or false. Even if it is false, it is true for me. It is based on falsity. But I accept it as true, and the same thing will happen with me. So I need a particular substance. This is my belief. If you don't provide me this particular substance, then I'll suffer. And this much quantity only I need. And at this time I need. If any one of these three things is disturbed, then I will suffer. So, I don't have to break the belief system or cross the belief system. Rather, I have to remove the belief systems. There is a program which is created already. So, if you want to aspire to become a pranic person, or if you want to go far ahead in this journey, you need to understand the set of belief systems. And another important thing, from where the belief systems have come. Who is the mother and who is the father of this belief? So, first we have to understand from where the belief system has come. So, there are many sources of belief. First is personal. It is my personal experience. So, whenever I eat mango, my body suffers. I get allergic reactions. And I have seen it with my eyes. So, all my life, I will never touch mango. because I have created a belief system. This is what I eat. And somebody says, oh, it is not good for health. You try this. So I try. And the moment I try something, I tried juice. My body suffered. I had bloating, I had heaviness, and I come to the conclusion, stop it, this is not my cup of tea. So my own personal experiences have created a belief in me. Second, hereditary or familial. Your lifetime experiences or the family in which you are brought. Like if somebody is brought up in Jain family, he is told from the childhood that after sunset you should not eat. When the sun sets, you should not eat. Now this child goes for a picnic with his friends. And then they had a picnic and they enjoy. And at 8 o'clock they have dinner. His mind tells him, I should not eat, I should not eat. Because he has been trained in his childhood, in his house, that this is against your religion. You should not eat. But then friends, gathering, enjoyment, and he eats. And whole night he suffers with vomiting and loose motions. Rest, others are sleeping nicely. They don't suffer. But this person suffers. This boy suffers. Why? And not only suffer, he suffers also from guilt consciousness. And he comes to the conclusion that it is because of my breaking the rule, I have suffered. And then he comes to the conclusion that I will never do this again. So your personal beliefs. Then your social circle. You live in a society where you are surrounded by social circle. Your friends, they have created certain beliefs in you. I need juice. If I don't drink juice, I will suffer. So you will definitely suffer. I need 3 glasses of water the moment I get up. Otherwise, my constipation is not relieved. So you have to drink 3 glasses of hot, warm water. And that also, if you stand and drink, it will not work. I need to sit and drink. If others is standing and drinking, I strongly hate that person. You are not following the rules. This is not the way the water is to be drunk. You should sit and drink. And that too slowly. I need this 3-time meal. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. If the breakfast is missed, I keep on suffering till lunch. And not only that, I keep on telling every person whom I meet. I'm feeling a little dizzy because I did not have my breakfast. I should have taken. And you also keep on telling and sharing with people the reasons for not having breakfast. Okay, I was so busy. So there is a belief system. This is breakfast, this is lunch, and this is dinner. And there is another person who has broken these belief systems. There is no breakfast, or there is no lunch, or there is no dinner. He has created his own belief system. I don't need all this outdated programming. What is the way out? It is not about what to do with these beliefs. We are living in these limited belief systems. We are guided by these belief systems. Our life is based on these belief systems. Also, one of the sources of beliefs is religions. And your gurus, your masters, your teachers, your schools, your doctors, they have created a belief system. They are the manipulators of your belief. The society. You have been told. You must drink milk, otherwise your bones will become weak. A child early in the morning, he doesn't want to drink. But the mother forces him, drink. How will your teeth become strong? It is a belief system. You are going to gym, you must have those protein powders, protein shakes before pre-workout meal, post-workout meal, whey proteins and all that. And in between gym, you should be drinking water continuously. You are going for long run, marathon, 21 kilometer, half marathon. Keep water with you and keep on drinking water every half an hour. Every 20 minutes, there should be a water station. And if water is not provided, you may collapse and die also. So food, quantity and time. That particular time it should be provided. That particular quantity should be given. And this should be given. And a particular thing should be given. So it is not about this pranic journey alone, anything, any success. I am becoming old. I can't do this. It is very tough. My memory is not very that good. These people are very smart. They can retain whole memory, whole Murli. We can't retain. We read 10 times, still I can't retain anything. So he has created a belief system. Belief. I can't retain. I can't retain. I can't retain. Even if this person is given 100 long time to read 100 times, still he will not recall. Because he has created a belief here. I can't do this. It's not for me. If you cross the limit, if you break your limit, if you break your belief, you suffer. So what is the way out? You have to remove the belief system. You have to delete the old programming and create a new program. Then only you will not suffer. If with the same program, you continue a different, opposite lifestyle, your life will be filled with guilt and suffering. In your mind, you have a strong belief that I need to eat at 8 o'clock just after the Murli this much food. If somebody tells you and guides you or encourages you or inspires you, no, this is not needed. You just need a vegetable or salads or something. If you eat that after 1 hour, you are so hungry. As if you have not eaten anything. Because there is a belief that unless and until I eat this, I don't feel full. You know, in the parties and buffets, you know, the food is kept. At the first, there are salads. That is not included as a food, but it is just kept like that. The food is here. The real food is this. This is just like that. Starters. Soup is provided. So once the soup is provided, then they wait when the food will come. Means like food was not food. The soup is not food at all. Now the food is about to come. That is the food. Unless I take this, it is not suffice for me. I need that. So whatever you think you need, and this much quantity and that much, that particular, it is 1 o'clock, it is 12 noon. We eat by clock. If suppose somebody mischievously, when it is 11 o'clock, he makes it 1 o'clock. You watch. You will see, 1 o'clock, oh, I am hungry. I need to hurry up. It's my lunch time. Instant hungry because you have seen, watch, it is 1 o'clock, I have to eat. If you don't eat, you will also say, I am feeling little dizzy. Feeling dizzy. You will start with all the symptoms. Two persons came to the restaurant and they stayed overnight. They had a dinner last night And next day morning, they left. But one left a little later. So, the one who was staying, he was told by the owner, the dinner which you ate last night had some poison mixed in it. And the man said, "What?" Almost after 12 hours. He says, "What? It had poison?" And he started feeling chest pain and dizziness, and he collapsed and he died. The other person who left early in the morning at 6 o'clock, he also had eaten the same dinner. But he left early. He returned to the same restaurant after 1 year. And he was still, "Oh, you are the same person who had come with your friend. Do you know that the food has poison and your friend died early in the morning?" He said, "What? That food had poison?" And he started feeling dizzy and he collapsed and died. So it is all programming. So now you have to, if you want to become a pranic, a brahmacharya, a person whose nutrition is very light, and you need to break, you need to remove the original existing program and what you should do for this. Now you have to create a reprogram. So there are 7 steps to create a new program. First, identify your belief systems, your beliefs. This is my belief. Is it true? It is untrue. Had it been true, then how is that people can go fasting for 40 hours, dry fast, and so nice they are without any side effects? They are doing so well. And there are people in the history who have gone without food, without water for such a long period of time. Alinara. Second, Bal Yogini Saraswati. Barbara Moore, you must have seen this lady, how she is running in the streets of New York from one place to another. Christopher, Girivala, the mention of Girivala is there in the book Autobiography of a Yogi. I need not to go in the depth of this. HRM, Joachim, Camilla, Martin Robin, Prahlad Jani, Steve, Sun Yogi Umashankar, Surya Jawal, Theresa Newman, Wiley Brooks. So many are there. Their list is endless across the world. And what they had, the belief. Theresa Newman, she was asked, "How could you do this? Just one chip, one small bread piece in a whole day, Eucharist." She said, "This bread sustains me. I don't need anything more than this." So she had a strong faith. It is the love of God that is my food. You do not, man doesn't live by bread alone. Bible says. So you have to create a strong thought within your mind. I derive everything from prana. Whatever my body needs, I need. I am getting everything from nature. I don't need to have anything from this or that thing. So once you create a new thought, so the first is identify your belief systems, your beliefs. Second, recognize that it is a belief. It is my belief. Recognize it. Identified. Yes, it's a belief. If this is needed, why there are others who don't need it? So it is just in the mind. Identify, recognize. Third, challenge that belief with questionings. What it is based on, from where the belief is coming. Is it personal experience? Is it some religion, some saint, some teacher? You have to challenge everything, all those beliefs. Is it really? Is it based on truth, untruth? What? Explore that belief fully. from where you have got that belief? Is it some childhood? Beliefs are also based on fears. Deep fears about things. So I have a fear that if I don't eat this, I will fall with dizziness. So you don't eat, you will definitely fall because you have created a belief. There is a person standing there. He is about to travel in a ship. Okay? So he's a lot of fears in his mind. And the ship is about to start. It's a big ship. He's standing there. And he starts having fear. Oh, 3 months in ocean, in ship. I will have a lot of vomiting, motion sickness. And the captain sees him. And he goes to him and says, you look very fearful. I think you must be suffering from motion sickness. He says, yes, I do. I do suffer from it. Yeah, I can see that. See that I don't think you should travel. But he says, it is important for me to travel. And he travels and he starts with vomitings. Whole journey he vomits. Because it is a hetero suggestion given by somebody. And which his mind accepted. Yes, it is like that. If somebody comes and says, oh, you have become so thin. Are you not eating? You look cancerous. Please get your test done. There might be tuberculosis or something hidden. You don't look good. So much emaciation. You are not taking good care of yourself. You are against Srimad. Now this is a perfect arrow. Till now it was my opinion. But when I used some word from the Gyan, so I manipulate those words. So I become the manipulator. Even now, when I am giving, talking on this, I am the manipulator. So you don't have to believe in me also, whatever I am telling now. Because I am the manipulator of your belief at present. You have particular belief and I am trying to challenge those beliefs. You have to create your own path. Your books are the manipulators, your gurus, even God is the supreme manipulator. Identify, this is a belief. Second, recognize that it is belief. Third, challenge. If even after challenging, the belief stays or it is like you feel, yes, it is right, then you may continue with it. Fourth, recognize the damaging effect of this belief. Recognize that you have been told, eat this, eat that, you need that. And then see what happens, you suffer. I have been told, eat this, eat this, eat this, eat this. I started eating everything. And then see what is the result. Except suffering, nothing came to me. So I had to stop that. So know the damaging effect of that belief. Then adopt a new belief. Adopt new belief system now. We have understood this is wrong. Now create a new belief system. And then find out ways to adopt that belief system. And what are the methods for new belief system? Different ways, visualization, suggestions. Keep giving yourself suggestions. Like, what is the suggestion here in pranic living? I benefit by being a pranic person. I feel light. I find it easier to live on prana. Sleeping less is natural to me. My body is nourished not by food but by prana. I derive all the things I need comes from prana, and prana is this invisible life force, the cosmic energy which is around me. I don't need anything. When I breathe, I get everything my body needs. So I am changing my belief system. I don't need this thing called breakfast. Why should I burden my system early in the morning? Let me remain light. When I fast, I am survived by prana. The pranic flow is too much in me. I don't need much solids, I survive on liquids. It is a belief. It is a belief that earlier you wanted non-veg and you felt that without non-veg I cannot become strong. But when you become vegetarian, now you change the belief system. Now you feel that this is violence. I don't need this. So belief system is changed, but and you are not suffering now. Earlier, when you were non-vegetarian and you did not get non-veg food on particular day, you felt weak. Now also, if you don't eat, you feel weak. But when you create a thought that I don't need it, so you have removed the belief. So now you don't feel weak. I am sustained directly by source. My health and well-being is improving. I am feeling lighter. I feel so good to have more energy. My sleep is naturally becoming less because the food intake has reduced. Calorie restriction. You can go and read about it. Systematic calorie restriction. Rational fasting. It should be a rational fast because the programming has been created here. OMAD. One meal a day. There are so many people who follow OMAD. Yesterday only we met one person in ICU, relative of one of the patient. So he was there in the ICU since morning. I said, you don't want to go? He said, no, I had my meal in the morning. Now I will not eat. I am one meal a day. I remember long back when we had gone somewhere, I met a judge and everybody was eating and he was just sitting there. I said, you will not eat? He said, I eat only once a day. So there is a program in the mind. I eat once a day and that once a day food sustains me for 23 hours. So you have created a thought. And so now these 23 hours he is free from the worry of preparation, of putting, ingestion, thinking, taste, smell. Nothing tempts him, no matter what is in front of him. Now he is engaging that time in some other creative work. He has so many other things to do. Food is not the only purpose for which we have become BKs. Our kingdom revolves around Brahma Bhojan. Our life revolves around Bhojan. All seva. Half of the BKs are busy in procuring, collecting, preparation, cooking, eating, eliminating, traveling, cleaning, hospitality, others who are coming, feeding them and they feel happy. That's a good. And transporting them here to here. All those things. So create a new thought and visualize that thought and make it come true. It will happen. It is all in the mind. But without doing that, if you do, you will suffer. A great suffering will come to you. If you do not have so, how do you do this new creating a new belief? You need knowledge, experiences. Creating a new belief, you need visualization, suggestions. So suggest yourself, just as this song had, which I read. What is this song saying? All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. Whether it is prana or you can take another person like that Barbara Moore, like that Zainida from Russia. She had a thought that I am sustained by love of God. His love is my food. So when I sit in church, the love of Christ feeds me, my soul. So she made love as food. Baba says in Murli, happiness is your nourishment. So I am fed by sources other than food. I have got a substitute for food. Why? Because I have understood the damaging effects of food. Whenever I eat, I suffer. Whenever I eat, the whole body is trying to throw that out. That is the only thing body does. It is a foreign material. 99.99% it turns into waste. You eat, it goes out. You feel that has made me happy or strong. So does that mean this nutritional concept is absolutely nonsense? No. So long as, because it is a programming again. If I don't eat meat, I will not get B12. Where I will get vitamin D from if I don't eat these capsules and tablets? So you have a faith in the tablets and medicines and the doctor. And the doctor has prescribed you. So you have a faith. But you create a new thought. I don't need all this. All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day. Prana running through me every single way. Recognize my craving. I watch for them to pass. And now, when you begin this journey, one important enemy, very powerful enemy you will interact. That is craving. Intense craving to eat something. Be on liquid for 3 days. Third day, you will feel, I want to chew. That could be, you will even start chewing this duster if needed. I just want to chew something. The sanskar of chewing is so deeply ingrained that anything it could be, anything. Nails, anything, hair, anything you will chew, anything, whatever that you get. Watch the sanskar, cravings. Cravings come and they go away. Cravings come and they are anithya. They wait. They come and they go. You have to watch them. This is another part of the practice, the technique. You have to watch the cravings come and cravings go. The other day we saw all the different methods. They ignore the craving. Don't submit. Don't yield. It is not suppressed. Suppression is different. Repression, suppression is a different journey. We are thinking of, we are embarking on a very different journey, on a higher consciousness. Your mind knows these are the, like alcoholic is there from 40 years, he is drinking alcohol. Now you tell him don't drink alcohol. But if you just give him a one statement, it is not enough. But if you give him knowledge, what are the damaging effects of alcohol? He studies and he wants, there is a deep desire inside to quit alcohol. But during the journey, there would be some periods where he will get cravings. But then it is not that he need to submit to those cravings. It will not be a suppression. He has to train his mind. He has to go away. If he meets a friend, his friend reminds him of alcohol. He should avoid all these toxic friends. So that's why I said, when you go for fasting, your boyfriends and girlfriends will change. Till now you keep on saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then do a fast. The moment you see that person, you want to go away from him. But the next day when you start eating cooked food, and you will send a message, I am missing you. Where are you? Come back. So he will say, you ignored me yesterday. He said, no, I was not well. You cover that. So there is a mind games. Energy is rising, the body feels so clear. I am working through my blockages, through my fears. All my vitamins, all my minerals, everything I need comes from prana. So create a new programming with visualization, with your law of attraction, with affirmations. I am very okay. Even if you do a fast for 6 hours, like 4 till 12 noon, I am not eating anything, I am happy. I am body not suffering, I am so well, I am energetic. Now you are successful till 12 noon, now make it 1 o'clock. Then make it 2 o'clock, make it 3, 4, 5. Till 5 I don't need any food. I am so happy, I am so happy. And I eat in the evening then. Yeah, this is all programming here. So create a programming, a new programming, pranic programming. Pranic reprogramming. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods.
Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. deep in the woods.